is Decoding the Crime Verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Decoding the Crime Verse. My name is Danny, and I'm joined with...
Glory.
That is correct. And today, we're diving into a case, a local case. And actually, the reason I picked this case is because a couple of weeks ago, the trial came to an end, and the people responsible were handed their verdict. And it's a South African case, and it really shook South Africa to the core, and it was the disappearance of six-year-old Joslyn Smith. Did you hear anything about this case? It was it happened last year.
The name sounds familiar, but I'm not sure.
The picture went around social media and people like posting about it, justice for her, all that kind of stuff.
You said she was how old?
Six. Little colored girl.
I might, like I said, the name sounds familiar, but I'm trying to piece the puzzle.
Yeah, through. I had forgotten about her, and then I was sitting at my grandma's house, and it was on the news. The judge was delivering the verdict live, and that's actually when I searched her name, and the picture came up. I was like, okay, I do remember seeing this, but it was obviously like over a year ago.
Yeah.
Okay. It is a story of innocence, lost, betrayal, and a community's relentless pursuit of justice. It's a tale that forces us to confront uncomfortable truths about society, trust, and the lengths to which some of us will go for personal gain. So, February 19th, 2024 was an ordinary day in the Middelpoort informal settlement in Saldanha Bay, a coastal town in South Africa's Western Cape. That is until the unthinkable happened. Joslyn Smith, a bright-eyed six-year-old known for her infectious laughter and love for school, vanished without a trace. Her mother, Kelly Smith, reported her missing around 9 p.m. Okay, so if your kid has not come home, by 5, I'm already concerned. Not even 9, okay? Like, if your kid is known to walk from school, I mean, she's 6. School would not finish later than 1 p.m., well, half past 1. She should be home by 2 latest, okay? Mm. Already, like, questions should be asked, okay? Kelly claimed that she had left Joslyn in the care of her boyfriend, Jacqueline Apollos, while she went to work. Upon returning, Joslyn was gone. The community sprang into action. Search parties scoured the area and social media buzzed with pleas for information. The South African Police Service launched an extensive investigation, employing sniffer dogs, drones, and even the Navy to aid in the search. However, despite these efforts, Joslyn remained missing. The community's hope began to wane, replaced by suspicion and unease. As days turned into weeks, inconsistencies in Kelly Smith's story began to surface. Neighbors recall odd behavior and whispers of a more sinister narrative emerged. A key witness, Lorienta Lombard, stepped forward revealing chilling details. She testified that Kelly had discussed plans to sell Joslyn to a traditional healer for 20,000 rand, approximately 1.1.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of this before.
Yeah, so that's $1,100. First of all, you're telling me a child is only worth 20,000. Like, that's a bit maddening on its own. And yeah. I didn't know this part of the story. I didn't know she was selling her to a traditional healer. I don't want to know then what would happen to that child.
Yeah, I don't think any one of us wants to know.
They perform sacrifices, they have rituals and all of that. Oh, no, that makes me...
Yeah, probably like use different body parts for different rituals.
Okay, so apparently the motive, allegedly this traditional healer desired Joslyn for her eyes and skin for ritualistic practices.
I know that's Something like that is very common in South Africa, where you get people with albinism.
She was quite light-skinned.
Yeah.
But she was not that light-skinned.
But what I'm saying, if there's any kind of, I don't know, link or some form of likeness to that, it would be a thing. Like I said, it's for some reason, I don't know why it's a thing, but it is a thing where they do rituals with people with albinism because I think they believe they have some kind of like special skin or something.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Why? Okay. I have so many questions going on in my head, but it's fine. Okay. This witness admitted to overhearing these conversations but remained silent out of the fear and a promised bribe of R1,000. R1,000? What, you can't do anything with that's not even a week's grocery at Woolworths, which is a local grocery store here in South Africa. That's nothing.
Yeah, that well, nothing. Not everyone shops at Woolworths.
Shush.
But anyway.
I'm just saying, it's not a lot of money.
Yeah, it that's isn't. Not it really
even,
isn't.
What? That's not even a month's rent.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with Honestly, what are you going to do with R1,000? Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can buy like a few winter items.
From Pick and Pay.
Sure.
This bribe never materialized. I wonder why. But anyway. Her testimony painted a picture of a community grappling with poverty, drug abuse, and desperation. Oh, drug abuse. This could be the reason. R1,000 is a lot to a drug addict, I think. Yeah, I don't know what the price of drugs are, so I wouldn't.
You're setting them up for a lifetime.
Well, I suppose it depends on the drug.
Yeah, it depends on the drug. Obviously, with R1,000, they can go and buy like some extreme stuff.
Eish.
But otherwise, I mean,
yeah, that's a bit hectic.
Yeah.
Further investigations revealed that all adults involved were under the influence of drugs like tic and mandrax, never heard of that one, during the days surrounding Jocelyn's disappearance. Well, that's such a great environment for a little girl to be growing up in.
Yeah.
Great. The case went to trial in March 2025 at the Saldanha Bay Circuit High Court. Due to the case's high-profile proceedings, were held in a sports hall to accommodate public interest. Kelly Smith, Jacqueline Apollos, and their friend, Stiviano Van Ryan, faced charges of kidnapping and human trafficking. The prosecution presented a compelling case highlighting the trio's drug use. Okay, I also suppose R20,000 for a drug user is like heaven.
Yeah.
Financial desperation and the alleged sale of Jocelyn. Witnesses recounted Kelly's attempts to bribe them into silence and her initial portrayal as a grieving mother, which quickly unraveled under scrutiny. Now, I watched the case. She sat there looking so arrogant. Like, she sat there leaning back in her chair, arms crossed, like looking the judge up and down. And every time he would say something, she'd like roll her eyes or like shake her head, being like,
"You man. Think she was under the influence?"
She couldn't be. She would have been in prison. They hold them.
Yeah.
And I don't think. Yeah, that would have. I don't think so. But the minute he said they were guilty, this lady burst into tears, and I'm like, "What were you expecting?
miracle.
What were you expecting?" Anyway, on May 2nd, 2025, the court delivered its verdict, guilty on all counts. The community present in large numbers erupted in applause, a bittersweet moment as Jocelyn's whereabouts have remained unknown. So yeah, literally they all started shouting and the judge was like, okay, can we just wait till you get outside? It's still a court. And yeah, the two guys that were accomplices had criminal records. I can't remember everything. The one guy had gone to jail a couple of times for what's it called, robbery, and the other one for drug use.
Yeah,
so they both had criminal records. She however didn't have any previous criminal records. Despite the convictions, the most pressing question remains, where is she? Where is this girl?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been what? I think they said it was February 24 and now we're in May 25. That's 14 months. This girl, no one knows where she is. Authorities continue to search, holding out hope that she might still be found. The case has sparked nationwide discussions about child trafficking, the influence of traditional practices, and the vulnerabilities of impoverished communities. In response, the government has pledged to increase efforts to combat human trafficking and provide support to at-risk families. Community leaders emphasize the needs for education, economic opportunities, and rehabilitation programs to prevent such tragedies.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm, please hear my heart and not my words. I would hope she's dead. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like...
Sounds a little bit dark.
No, it
okay.
does sound dark. Because think about it. The torture, the torment. I mean, this traditional healer could have done who knows what to her. Abuse, sexual abuse, like cutting off fingers, draining her. You don't know what they've done to her. That for me is worse if she just died and she's peacefully at rest. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's often the case when there was another show we did ages ago on Madeleine McCann. I mean, she's been missing for over a decade now as she disappeared out of a hotel room in Portugal. Don't quote me on that. But I also have always said, I would rather hope she was dead than having spent the last 10 plus years as a sex slave. I mean, for me, that is worse.
Mm.
And for this little girl, I do think, because I know some of those traditional practices can get very gory and quite sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
And though that's the last thing I wish a little girl. But the fact you would even go to a mother and be like, sell me your kid. Like, that's so messed up. The fact the mother didn't backhand her or him, whoever it was. Still, that also. But again, drug abuse. She's more concerned about getting high than her child.
Yeah. Well, Daniel, if she's a drug addict, it doesn't surprise me that they approach the mom.
That's also, I mean, they probably know who they need to.
Because anyone that has been around drug addicts knows that it doesn't take much to get, it doesn't take a lot to get something out of a drug addict.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Just promise them like drugs and that's it. Like I've seen on multiple occasions, guys that are drug addicts that have like stolen stuff, they can steal. Let's give a random example, a phone that's worth about what, 2,000 rand? And
they'll sell it for 5 rand.
Well, I think 5 rand is a little bit of a, yeah. You can get it for like 50 rand, 100 rand. Like for, so it's so bad that like literally, like I've witnessed it firsthand where a drug addict will try to sell something. And let's say maybe he'll be like, okay, give me 200 bucks. And you're like, I only have 50. And you like literally negotiate them down to be like, look, take 50 bucks or nothing. And they'll think twice and then they'll take it for 50.
My question is, did that mother even get the 20,000? Because I don't think it was very long till they figured out what she had done.
Yeah.
Because apparently at first she like act like a grieving mother, but then it kind of was like, okay, oh, well, that's that. My daughter's gone.
Yeah.
And like didn't look back. And people were like, that is really strange behavior. Like when we dealt with a lot of cases where kids have gone missing and people for years after are speaking about it, they're putting posters up, but like they like having that small little bit of hope that their child could be alive. And she kind of acted, was like, well, the child never even existed in the first place. So it was like that attitude. And then obviously people hearing the conversations of her selling, to sell your child, I'm sorry, that is another type of evil.
Yeah.
Like in fact, I think it would be better if the child was kidnapped by some random. That's like less evil than you actually going, here's my child, take it, give me my money. That's so bad for me. I don't understand. I can't comprehend. I wouldn't even sell my dog.
Yeah, this is why you say kids don't do drugs.
Well, the kid wasn't doing drugs.
Yeah, well, it's just a general saying.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. Her story is a stark reminder of the dangers lurking within our society. It's a tale of innocence betrayed by those meant to protect. And I think that's the saddest part about this.
Yeah.
And a community's resilience in the face of horror. And so I really hope if she is found that she's okay, she'll probably need a lot of counseling to come right. Because I can't imagine, I mean, 14 months, I feel it in like the pit of my stomach that I don't think she is still alive.
Yeah.
And I'm being very, that sounds so awful, but it just, yeah. Because like I said, rather that than her have being tortured and then sold into trafficking and just living the most horrendous life. And I think, I feel like this happens so much around us that we have become oblivious to it, but it's all around us. And so thank you for joining us today. It's a very sad story, and I'm not sure they had said they are guilty, but they hadn't given them their sentences, as in they hadn't said, okay, you're spending 10 years, you spend, that was still to come. And I hope they get a good solid amount of years in prison for what they have done.
Yeah, definitely they should.
And so is there anything you'd like to add?
No.
No? Right. Well, that is it for this week. We really hope you enjoyed. Otherwise, we will see you here same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.
We help distributors grow their sales by over 15% in the first 90 days with our automated mobile software solution. RapidTrade is used by over 16,000 users worldwide, and we process over 120,000 transactions per day on both iOS and Android. From app ordering and management to e-commerce and even van sales. Or electronic proof of delivery. We've got your business covered. Call us for a demo on 011-493-9755 or email us at sales@rapidtrade.com. Go on. Make your customer a happy one today by getting onto RapidTrade.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.